It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Monday morning flashback time brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind our first responders. Well, as we said in Why We Love Today, about an hour ago, born on this date, would have been 90 today, the great Jerry Lee Lewis. Icon, pioneer, controversial, and singer of all sorts of stuff. He could do it all. Of course, made a name for himself as the killer. Rock and roll was his game early on, and he was part of that million-dollar quartet, that famous picture there of Sun Records, Class of 55 album, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Roy Orbison, Elvis Presley, and Jerry Lee. He made his first recordings to the Louisiana Kiddo in 1952 over there in New Orleans, and went over there in 56 to Memphis, Sam Phillips, Sun Records, and really the rest is history. And he made a lot of history, too, of course, throughout his life. It was in the wake of his marriage to Myra Gale Brown, 13-year-old cousin, that did not go over so well back then either. And his career really took a hit. But it's actually right around then that he started to shift over into country music. And it was there largely he would basically stay. I mean, he would still do the rock stuff when he was doing live concerts and the like, but when he put out an album throughout the 60s and 70s, it was pretty much hardcore, true blue country music, and a lot of great ones. Covers over the years, a lot of Ray Charles covers. Me and Bobby McGee covered that as well, and all had success. And then in his own right, middle-aged crazy, Chantilly Lace, that was a famous cover too. And multiple number ones, including this one, appropriately, Once More with Feeling. We lost the great Jerry Lee Lewis at the age of 87 three Octobers ago, no less, coming up on the three-year mark of that. Would have been 90 today, the killer.
We're just going through the motions of the parts we've learned.